Hello, everyone. My name is Rafat Issa. I'm a program manager on the NanoServer team, and I'm joined today by Sohrab Sorhati, who's a program manager on the ASP.NET team. Together, we're going to show you a demo of NanoServer in a container running IIS and ASP.NET 5. Let's take a look at the architecture of this demo. We're running a NanoServer VM on Microsoft Azure, and in that VM, we have a container running a NanoServer image, where we've installed IIS, the platform handler, and are running a production quality ASP.NET 5 site. Let's take a look at the details. Here is the web app in my Visual Studio already published locally. So let's go ahead and restore the package. We're going to run DNU restore.
So DNU restore is fetching all my dev dependencies from NuGet. So this will take a while. It'll hit NuGet, fetch all the dependencies, and write them to disk, and also generate a project log JSON. Looks like that completed. So now, second part of this is we're going to publish this app, and we're publishing it with the runtime. So unlike previous versions of ASP.NET, where you needed a large monolithic framework already installed on the server, here you can actually publish an app with the framework included. So the output of this publish step will give me a single folder that I can X copy onto any machine and run. And for the purpose of this demo, we're running on Windows, but you can very well publish this app and run on Mac or Linux if you wanted to.
The beauty of X copy deployment of ASP.NET 5 apps.
And while we're waiting for this, I just want to point out the entire application, including source code, static assets, packages, and the framework is only 150 MB.
Add that to the 400 megabyte base image of NanoServer, and that's not too much to actually host a web server. And then there's the IIS package as well. Not too much. Under 600 megs, production quality web server running inside a container.
Okay, so it looks like our website's done.
Right. So now this is what when we actually copy this over to the container. So we've done the work already. We've done some of the work already. Let's go ahead and just log into our container host. For the purpose of containers, a container host is basically our VM, our Azure VM. Our Azure VM running NanoServer. We're going to call it the container host because it actually is hosting the NanoServer container inside. So let's just collect credentials, create a session object. And remote into the container host, into our NanoServer VM image. Once we do that, we actually try to list all of the container images that we have in that VM, and we find that we have one container image. This is what we used to create our containers after, of course, setting up the network. So here we're just going to show you what we did, the effects of actually setting up the network, creating the vSwitch and the virtual switch and creating the NAT. So let's do that. It shows our vSwitch, and here's the NAT configuration.
So, Rafat, if we can take a second and just overview.
Sure.
We had a container image on our host, but that wasn't an actual container that was running.
Correct.
So what we're doing right now is we've set up a virtual network and a NAT so that when we create a container, we can connect it to some virtual network. Right? And let's go ahead.
All right. These are the two containers we created, our main and our backup container. You can see that the state says off for get ASP.NET, which is our main container. We also created a shared folder between that folder is actually shared between the container host, our VM, and the container itself, which comes in very handy for data transfer. It also comes in handy if you have multiple containers that need to share data amongst themselves. Think, for example, of a case where we're using load balancing across multiple containers, each of which is running the exact same app. If they ever need to run to share data amongst one another, then a shared folder is the way to go. So that we already created. We're just going to show you what we created here. We created C shared for as a read-write access. All right, so now we're configuring network mapping.
So when we actually run our application inside a container, we need some way of exposing traffic from the external world, that that's web traffic hitting the server on Azure, and we need that traffic to be routed to our container. So we've already created a NAT. So now what we're doing is we're creating an endpoint on the NAT. So it's mapping all external traffic on port 8000 to traffic on port 80 on our container.
Right. And please notice that we're actually communicating with the container using PowerShell, which is great. But you can also use Docker, the Docker API, or any other way to communicate with the container. We've just chosen PowerShell for the purpose of this demo. Now that we have our containers, we just need to start the container.
We've already gone ahead and installed IIS, the Platform Handler module, and copied over the app for the purposes of this demo. So let's go ahead and show you. So let's remote into the container and then actually show them how we've set up IIS to run our website.
Let's do that. You'll notice that we're already inside a remote PowerShell session, given indicated here by the IP address of the NanoServer IaaS VM. Now we're going to run Entropy a session again, this time giving it a container name. And now you'll notice that the PowerShell ISE's prompt has changed. In addition to the IP address of the container host of that VM in Azure, we also have the name of the container that we're now remoting into. So now we're actually inside the container. If you were actually to set this up yourself, this is the time where you'd actually install IIS, the platform handler, and copy the published ASP.NET web app that we saw in Visual Studio and we published locally with the DNU. We ran DNU.
Yes, we ran DNU publish.
Right. That's the time when you'd actually copy everything again with the CLR over to your container. All right. Let's take a look at the configuration. And we're going to take a look at the application host configuration file. I'll make this a little bigger. Let's look for the sites.
So here, if you look at, we've pointed IIS to the physical path of the site. That's c:\getaspnet.
Right.
That's where we copied our site over. And the other thing, if you see, is it's listening on HTTP port 80. That's also why we created the NAT
mapping
entry, right? And Rafa, let's also go ahead and show them the HTTP platform handler module. So this is something that's new that we need to run ASP.NET 5 apps. The platform handler module is an IIS module that manages the application server that comes with ASP.NET 5. So in this setup, we have IIS running as a reverse proxy server, and ASP.NET is running Kestrel as its own application server. And while we're here, one thing I wanted to point out is this is the full-blown IIS experience. You still have your app pools. You still have your websites. You can run under an app pool identity. This is full-featured. We're not skimping out here.
Excellent point. All right. So let's go back to our original view and just show that IIS is installed. You can get that. You can get Windows package dash online to actually show all of the packages that are installed. You'll notice that in addition to IIS, we actually have the container packages installed. We have the reverse forwarders package installed. So if you're trying to do this on your own. There we go. IIS and containers and reverse forwarders. That's the secret sauce for getting the this demo if you're trying to do this on your own.
I think another thing worth pointing out is we've installed the IIS language packs for English only in this video. But if you did want to install language packs, this is when you probably go ahead and do it.
So let's actually just go ahead and start the IIS service. This is W3SVC, and if we get service, of course, we're not going to be surprised to see it running. But if we do get process, we actually don't see the IIS worker role at all. And that's because IISoSmart then actually closes, stops its process when we don't communicate with the website at all. So let's go ahead and just copy the IP address. And now we paste the IP address and access port 8000. And voila, this is your staging site for getasp.net. This is a copy of the production site that you can go to. I think it's get.esp.net, isn't it?
Right. Sure. It's get.esp.net. And we urge you all to go try it out. And one other fun thing we wanted to show you was App Insights. So the website that you just saw, we're actually gathering analytics on it. So we can see stuff like, you know, server response time, how long the page took to load, failed requests, is there any server-side errors? And let's see, we're able to
number
see...
number of unique users as well, sessions, page views.
You can also see which browsers you're getting traffic from. So here right. You can see...
this is pretty much just me and Saurabh trying out the website. So the data is going to grow as you guys use it. And that was it. This was a quick demo to show you production quality ASP.NET 5 site running inside a NanoServer container using IIS and all running in an Azure IaaS VM running NanoServer as well. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.